This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at July 23rd, and it was on this date in 1878 that the notorious bank robber known as Black Bart struck again, this time robbing a Wells Fargo stagecoach in California. Wearing a flour sack on his head, he stole a small safe containing a diamond ring and $400. And as was his usual practice after a robbery, he left a poem. He wrote, "Here I lay me down to sleep to wait the coming morrow, perhaps success, perhaps defeat, an everlasting sorrow. Yet come what will, I'll try it once. My conditions can't be worse. And if there's money in that box, 'tis money in my purse." But this time he made the mistake of leaving a handkerchief with the initials that led to Charles Bolton, an elderly man living in San Francisco. He was Black Bart. He served a minimal prison term. And it was on this date in 1973, President Nixon refused to turn over recordings of his White House conversations to the Senate investigation regarding Watergate. The tapes were believed to include evidence that both Nixon and his aides had attempted to cover up their involvement in the Watergate break-in and other illegal activities. This would prompt Nixon to say during a primetime address,
"And some of the commentaries on them have become increasingly absorbed in an effort to implicate the president personally and the illegal activities that took place."
And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.